Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Zayin. And we begin about 6-7 lines to the top with the words Omar Shmuel. Now, on the surface, this is going to be unrelated. It seems like it's going to be a brand new statement, but ultimately we're going to come around and relate it to the machlokas that we had yesterday. And in the machlokas we had yesterday, we had Rabba Omar, Kodem Shchita, Uli Achar Shchita Shoninu, that the discussion in the Mishnah, when do we consider a Korban Pesach to be Yira Achri Yistayev, V'chein Tmuraso, the Tmura as well as the Korban Pesach has to be set out to pass, so you can't just bring it as a Shlamim, so it depends when it was present. If it was present at the time that the first Korban could be brought, again, the scenario was we had a Korban Pesach that was lost, and then another Korban Pesach was designated, and when you find, again, the first Korban Pesach, so if it was before either the Shchita or Chatzos, that was the Machlokas between Rabba and Rab Zera, Rabba had said, if it was before the Shchita, if the original lost one was found, so then Yirach Yistayev V'chein Tmura, so the same thing applied to the Tmura. And Reb Zera said, no, it depends. It goes by Chatzos. Reb Zera Amar Kodim Chatzos, Uliacha Chatzos Sheninu. It all depends whether you found it for the Zman of the Shchitas Korban Pesach, which is from Chatzos and onwards. So if you found it before Chatzos, then both of them are Yirach Yistayev. But if you found it after Chatzos, then you can go Shechted as a Korban Shlomim, it's a Moser Pesach. So that Machlokes from yesterday, Rabba and Reb Zera, will be crucial to the ultimate understanding of Shmuel's statement. With that little introduction, let us begin. So we begin 6 lines from the top, Tzadi Zayin Omer Aleph, Omer Shmuel. And he said, Kol Shevachatos Mesa. Now, this will introduce us to another subject that we have to talk about, and that is when you have a Korban Chatos that is unable to be brought. So then, in certain situations, these 5 situations that we're going to go through, then you have to go and, unfortunately, let this Korban Chatos die. You put it in a kippah, you put it into an enclosed area, and you don't feed it, and the animal is going to die. As Rashi tells us over here, Kol Shebechatos Mesa are the Chamesh Chatos Mesos Halacha Mosh Misinai. This is Halacha Mosh Misinai, that you have these 5 Chatos, that something happens to the owner or to them, that they're not able to be brought as a korban, and then they have to be konsin lekipa. We put them into this enclosed area, this is dome-like structure that is locked and sealed and has no food in it, and the hain mesos, and they'll die by themselves. And what are these 5? So there is a mnemonic for them, the word vitimna, but we'll go through it in Rashi. And Rashi tells us vlad chatos. The first one is the vlad of a chatos. A chatos could be a female animal, and therefore if it has a child, so this child, this chatos became pregnant, had a child before it was brought. So what do you do with the child of the chatos? So the child of the chatos, once you bring the mother as the chatos, so then the child of this korban chatos is going to have to be put into the kippah. That's number one. Utumuras chatos. The second one is the tumura of a chatos. This is, the first letter is the vav from the word vitimna. The second one is tumura. That's the tough from the word vitimna. So tumuras chatos is when you do a tumura on a chatos and you bring the original one, so the tumura goes and is put into this kippah to die. The third one is the chatos shemesu ba'aleha. The owner of the chatos never passed away. This is the mem from the mnemonic vitimna, and that is the owner passes away. So what can you do with this chatos? You don't give it to the children. You can't give it to somebody else. So this behemoth, which was designated for Reuven, who passed away, so this behemoth is also kotzin lekipa. That's the third one. The fourth one is v'chatos sheniskapru. That's the nun from the word v'timna. So this v'chatos sheniskapru bo'alel. There was a kapara that they got via another chatos, ayidei ho'acheres. She'ovda zos, v'achakach nimtzis. You had designated one, it was lost, you then designated another one, and you went and shechted the other one. So niskapru bo'aleha. So the Balaam got their chatos, they got their kapara from the second chatos that was designated, and then v'yachakach nimtzis, and then you find the first one. So this is called niskapru bo'aleha aydei acheres, and this is the nun, as we said, niskapru of the word vitimna, the mnemonic for these 5 chatos that are loch lamosh b'sinai. So you have to put the original one that is now found after the shchita of the chatos that was the gun giving you the kapara. So this one goes to kotzin lekipa. And the fifth one is visha avra shinosa. This is the ayin from the word vitimna. And that's why Rashi has it in this order for this mnemonic. So visha avra shinosa, it's beyond its time. A chatos sometimes has to be within the first year of life, similar to the Korban Pesach. The Nokat Shmuel Gabe Pesach Simona Bey. And Shmuel took these 5 over here as a simon. And he said the same thing that happens with these Chatos Shemesu, when you find them by a Pesach, they're going to be Korev Shlomim. And that's what Rashi tells us. Omar Kosha Bechatos Meso. All of these were the Korban Chatos would die under these five scenarios. If the same thing happened by the Korban Pesach, not that there's a halachic connection between the two, but the mnemonic that applies to the chatas, all five of these chatas that are halacha moshe sinai, sakons and lechipa, in all of these situations, if that happened to the Korban Pesach, now the one exception over here, it cannot have that it's a vlad chatas, because the Korban Pesach has to be a male, either goat or sheep, within the first year of life. So obviously there can't be any vlad chatas. So it's not 100% this mnemonic, but the idea is that where the mnemonic applies to the Korban Pesach, so then, whereby the chatas, it's kons and lekipa, by the Korban Pesach, Shmuel tells us, kosher b'chatas mesa b'pesach korv shlomim. It's going to be brought as a shlomim. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what Rashi says over here. Hochi b'pesach korv shlomim. The kosal kudaitoch, the akulu mesos, the chatos, the ashkichan, gabi pesach, korv shlomim. In all of these situations where the korban chatos would die, so the similar scenario by the korban pesach would be that it is brought as a shlomim. And again, Rashi says it applies to the four of the five that it physically can apply to. There is no such thing as a vlad chatos by the korban pesach. There's no equivalent because chatos is female and the korban pesach is always a male. Now, that's what Shmuel says. Kol shebechatos mesa bePesach korev shlom. The equivalent by Pesach is shlom. But then he adds one statement, and this statement is going to be the enigmatic and problematic statement that the Gemara is eventually going to have to change and qualify. He then said, "V'kol shebechatos roa." If by the chatos it's yira achi yistayin, you let it go out to pasture until it gets a mum, then you sell it, and with the money that you get from the person who bought it, so then you bring olos for keitz hamizbeach. So in this situation, the similar analogous case by the Pesach, where it would be Yirach Yistayev, by the Chatos, so too by the Pesach, Roa, the din is the Pesach Nami Roa. Now, that's Shmuel's statement. Now, this is argued upon by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Ein HaPesach Kari Shlomim, the only time the Korban Pesach is brought as a Shlomim, Elo Shenimtza Achar Shchita. It's only if you find it after the Shchita. That means the first Korban Pesach was designated and it was lost. And then you designated the second Korban Pesach and you brought the second Korban Pesach, and then after the Shechita you find the first Korban Pesach. So in that situation, the Korban Pesach is brought, the original first one that was lost, and now is found after the Shechita of the second Korban Pesach. In that situation, it's Korban as a Shlom. Avo Kodem Shechita lo, but Rav Yochanan says before the Shechita, you're not allowed to go bring it as a Korban Shlom. Now, Shmuel's statement has a number of problems with it, and which Gemara is now going to start to ask. Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on Shmuel, Uchlolahu, is this really a klal? As Rashi points out, the kol shebechatos roa, the pesach roa, this last statement that Shmuel made, that wherever you have the chatos going out to be pastured, yirat sheyistayev, so the same halacha applies by the korban pesach, yirat sheyistayev, is that really true? I'll show you that that's not true. Barei chatos sheovro shenotza, by the chatos, one of the five Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we said by the Chatos is that if it's of Rosh Hashanah, the last one we mentioned, that if it's beyond its first year of life, in a situation where the Chatos has to be brought in the first year of life, sometimes Chatos has to be in the first year of life, sometimes Chatos has to be in the second year of life, so in a situation where the Chatos has to be an animal in the first year of life, so there are cases where this Chatos of Rosh Hashanah is Dilereya Asla, and not like we said that it goes out automatically to the kippah and is constantly the kippah. The Amar Rav Shimon Lakish said, Chatos Shavar Shnosa. Rav Shimon Lakish's opinion is that the Chatos that has gone beyond its year of life, that it's allowed to be brought as the Korban Chatos in those situations where it requires to be less than 1 year old, Roen Oso, Kiilu Hiomedis Beis HaKvaros, we view it as if it was in a Beis HaKvaros. And if it's in the Beis HaKvaros, so then it can't be brought by the Kohen, and therefore the Roa, and we don't put it in the Kippah, we Roa, we let it Yirachi Yistayev. Now, Rashi explains this analogy over here to the Beis HaKvaros, Komokum Shi Roen, Kilu Hi Beis HaKvaros. In this situation, we view it as if it's in the Beis HaKvaros, She'ein Kohen Nichnas Shom L'Shochta. It's, so to say, off limits to the Kohen, and therefore, the Roa Achi Yistayev, and you let it go and pass you until it gets a Mum, V'Timacha, then you sell it to somebody. He pays for it. He eats that as regular chulin meat, the yiplu damea nedava l'shofros, and you put the money that you get into the special kitty, the boxes, the shofros are the collection boxes, shekosav aleim nedava, that are written upon them that they brought as a carbon nedava, which means umakaitzim ba as a mizbeach, they use when the mizbeach doesn't have any karbanos. They take from this fund and they go bring olus on the mizbeach. Zemid rosh hashir yodah koim b'mesechus tmura, and this is what it says in Gemara in Tmura. Shekol moser chatos, the excess chatos, the osham, the funds that are gotten from these extra karbanos chatos and osham liketz mizbeach. They go liketz mizbeach. With the exception, chutz mechatos meso shehena loch l'mosh misinai. With the exception of the chatos shemesu that are the loch l'mosh misinai. Now the obvious question is, isn't this one of those five that are halacha l'mosh misinai, that is kos and l'kipa? So how can Reish Lakish tell us that it's yirat sheyistayiv? So the Gemara in Tumura asks this question, and the Gemara in Tumura tells us that there were actually two things wrong with this chata she'avar shenasa, that it was also lost. When you have that it's lost, or that something else happened to it, plus the fact that it was avar shenasa, so then Reish Lakish says that yirat sheyistayiv. In any event, in this situation, the chatos would be yirat sheyistayiv, and therefore, according to Shmuel, what should happen should be that the Korban Pesach should be Yirat Sheyistayiv, according to Shmuel's rule. However, here's the question Rabbi Yosef asks, Bilu B'Pesach, in regards to the Korban Pesach, Ki Hai Gavna, in a situation where it was Arvur Shenasa, so Korev Shlomim, it is brought as a Shlomim. We don't say Yirat Sheyistayiv, but you bring it directly as a Korban Shlomim. And how do we know that? The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa in yesterday's shir, where it said, im kesef, we had the word tzon by the shlomim, then we had im kesef, then we had the word im eis. So why did it have to tell me kesef? What was the purpose? L'rabos, we said, es ha-pesach la'alya. That taught us that the fat tail of the kesef is sacrificed on the mizbeach, and we dashed that. As opposed to the eis, the goat, the fat tail is eaten by the balam as bosser of korban pesach. So there's a difference, one difference between the goat and the sheep, which is brought as a korban pesach. By the sheep, you bring the fat tail as part of the emurim, you sacrifice it on the mizbeach, whereas by a goat, the fat tail is eaten as Basar Pesach. And therefore, that's why it needed to tell me the word Kesef. Now, why did it have to tell me Im Kesef? This is always from yesterday's Shia. Kishu Omer Im Kesef. That was L'Rabos as a Pesach Sh'over Shenasa. That was, purpose was, as we said in yesterday's Shia, that it came to include a Pesach Sh'over Shenasa to be included as a Shlomim. And likewise, Ushlomim Haboy Machmas Pesach. And if you had a carbon Shlomim, there was Moser Pesach L'chol Mitzvah Shlomim, to tell me that they were sacrificed as a Shlomim and had all the dinim of a carbon Shlomim. So here you see clearly that in this situation of Avro Shinosa, then it sacrifices a Shlomim. Kasha on Shmuel, who says that it should be Yirat Sheyistayiv. Let's just finish learning the rest of this brisa that we had in yesterday's shir. We said that it has all the dinim, this Avro Shenasa, or that it's Shlomim Bo Machmas Pesach, this Moser Pesach, has all the dinim of a Shlomim, and it sacrifices a Shlomim, Shetunim Smicha, that the Baalim have to lean on it, Unesachim, it requires the wine and the flour offerings that go along with the Korban Shlomim, Utunufas Chazi Vishok, you have to take off the Chazi and Shok, you wave it, you give it to the Kohen, and that's why it says the words Im Kesef. And when it says then, we just finish off the brisa, we already asked our question. We had the question here from Rav Yosef, how can you tell me that it's Yirat Sheyistayiv? Here it clearly says that it's brought as a carbon shlomim. That's the kashon shmur. Let's finish off the brisa. Kisho omer, im eiz. The brisa tells us, then why does the psukim in the Torah then have to tell me im eiz? That was, as we just pointed out, hivsik inyan. That was to separate the previous discussion from the discussion about the sheep to now the discussion about the goat, to tell us about the fat tail, limit aloe, she'en ton alya, that the alya of the goat is not brought on the mizbeach as the sacrificial fats are, but it's eaten by the balam, as opposed to the alya of the sheep is. Bottom line is, this kasha that Rabbi Yosef asks on Shmuel, you're telling me that wherever you have the korban chatos is yirat sheyistayiv, so too the korban pesach is yirat sheyistayiv, so here we have a korban chatos that is avro shenasa that we brought down from the Gemara in Tmura, that was Avro Shenasa plus something else, is Yirat Sheyistayiv. So therefore, by the Korban Pesach, the same Avro Shenasa should be Yirat Sheyistayiv. But it's not. It's a Korban Shlomim. That's what the Brisa says. Kashan Shmuel. So how would Shmuel answer this? So Amalei. So Gemara says, Shmuel answers as follows. Ki Karma Shmuel B'Avudin. Shmuel was only talking about a very specific case. He wasn't talking about all the Chatos Shemesu. He was talking only over here about the case where it was lost. But b'dechuyin, in a case of where it was avro shenasa, where it's pushed aside and no longer can be brought because of age, that's not what he's talking about. Therefore, there's no contradiction between Shmuel saying that we follow the rule of the chatos, the five chatos shemesu. He wasn't talking about all of them. He was really only talking about the one that was lost. The one that was lost there in that situation, it's brought as a carbon shlamim, it would be one of the chatos shemesu. So in the case of the carbon pesach, it's brought as a shlamim. But if it was avro shenaso b'dechuyin, he never said his statement. So we're answering the Shmuel was limiting his statement, comparing the chatos to the carbon pesach, to only the case of where it was lost. Ki karma Shmuel b'avudin. More questions this and says, really? V'avud mimishkachas la. How can you have a case where it's avud, where you have sometimes it's going to be a shlamim, and sometimes it's going to be yirat sheyistayiv. V'avud mimishkachas la. V'ari avuda bishas hafrosho lirabbanon. According to the opinion of the Rabbanon, which we're going to see in a moment, is a machlokas between the Chacham and the Rabbanon and Rabbi. So according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, where you lost the original Karbon Chatas, and you then designated a second Karbon Chatas to replace it, and then you found the first Karbon Chatas. In that situation, halacha we brought down was the Lereya Ozla, that this original Chatas that's not being used, because you used the replacement Chatas to go and get your atonement, so then in this situation, the Lereya Ozla, that this is a case where it does go, in fact, out to pass to Yirachi Yisdayev, and it's not Konsin Lekipa. Why is that? It's not, because the Mishnah and Temurah also taught us, Hifrish Chatos V'Avda, if you separated the Chatos, you designated the Chatos, and then you lost that animal, V'Avda, and then the Hifrish Acheres Tachtel, and then you designated a new animal to be the Chatos, and then you find the first one, V'Nimitz is a Rishonis. So now you have two in front of you, V'Arishteim Omdos. You could either bring the original one that you designated, or you could bring the replacement one that you designated it. So, achas mi'antikrav, so one of them has to be brought as your korban chatas to give you the kapara. And what do you do with the other one? Ushnia tamus. The second one dies. That's the halach l'moshe mi'sinai that we mentioned. And but this is only according to Rebbe, divrei Rebbe. Now, the chachamim disagree. The chachamim omrim, ein chatas mesa, we don't let the second one, the one that wasn't being used, go and die. We don't constantly keep up. Ella, only in a situation, he agrees, of course, the Chacham agree, of course, with this din of the Chamesh Chatos, it's a Mesos, that's a Loch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, but they say that you divide it up. In some situations, it's Lareya, and in some situations, it is Mesa. When is it Mesa? Ein Chatos Mesa, Ella Shinim Tzitzli, Achar Shinis Niskapru Balim. He said, you designated the original Chatos, and it was lost. You then picked a replacement Chatos, and you brought the replacement Chatos to give you a Kapara. And subsequently, you find the original Chatas. In that situation, shenimzis lacha shenizkapru balim, then we have the chatos mesos. Chomish chatos mesos. This is one of those five halach l'moshe mi'sinai. Ha kodem shenizkapru balim. But if you find it before the replacement chatas was brought as your chatas, so now you have both of them in front of you, so then roa. The chachamim say that it's roa. Now, here's where you have a case where it could be sometimes mesos and sometimes roa. But here's the kasha, the ilu be Pesach. However, by the carbon Pesach, hecha di ovai v'nimtzo achar chatzos kodem shrita. But if you find it after chatzos, before the shrita, it says it's kariv shlamim. So now you see that even though both of them are alive, so by the chatzos it's going to be chatzos mesa, it's brought as a carbon shlamim, kariv shlamim. So how can Shmuel say that we're talking about Kikam Shmuel be Avudin, and that's why it's Yirat Sheyistayiv? Here you see that it's Avudin, and yet it's Kariv Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Shmuel ki Rebbe Svirulei. Oh, if you say he holds like the Chacham, you're right, you got a problem. But if he holds like Rebbe, so then this is a case of the Chatas is Mesa. The original Chatas is Mesa. So therefore, if you hold like Rebbe, it's no problem for Shmuel to say that it's talking with the Avudin, and that's why it's brought as a Karbon Shlamim. Shmuel ki Rebbe Svirulei, d'yomer avuda l'misa azla. We still got a problem. V'ha kol avuda l'Rebbe Mesa. According to Rebbe, it always dies. The extra chatos always dies. It never is yirat sheyistayiv. So therefore, according, if you're saying, telling me the Shmuel goes like Rebbe, v'ha kol avuda l'Rebbe Mesa. But by the Pesach, we say, v'ilu Pesach, hechel d'yovat kodum chatzos, v'nimsa kodum chatzos roeh. But by the carbon Pesach, if you had designated carbon Pesach and then it was lost, and then you brought another carbon Pesach to be in its place, and you find the original carbon Pesach before Chatzos, the Nimsa Kodum Chatzos, you find it before Chatzos, we say in that situation, one you bring is your carbon Pesach, and the other one is Yira Achi Yistayev. Now that goes against Rebbe. If you're telling me Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Rebbe always says it's Mesa, and therefore it should be brought as a Shlamim. So how could it be that Yira Achi Yistayev? Gemara says, The answer is kodim chatzos lav ovudu. If you find it before chatzos, it's not considered lost. Something can only be considered lost if it's lost at the time that it could be brought. And this is like Rava, Kidur Rava, as Rava said. What did Rava say? The Amar Rava. Rava said also in the Gemara in Temura. He said, Avedas Laila Lav Shmo Aveda. If a carbon is lost at night a carbon can't be brought, and therefore, if it's lost at night, you replaced it, and then you find the original one still at night, so then it's as if you have it for Achrayas, and in the situation where it's for Achrayas, so then we don't consider it Avuda, it's not considered lost. Whenever you have one for Achrayas, so then you can bring that one, Yirachi Yistayet, and it's brought as Ketam Isbeyach. But we still have a problem. The word says Ela Roa LeRebbe Hechemish Kachasla. How can you ever have for Rebbe? As Rashi says, if we're dealing Bavudin, so Hechemish Kachasla. How can you ever find the Tekom Kosher B'Chatas Roa the Shmuel? How could this ever be? Tosus further explains this. He says the Lekka LeMeimar Kagon Shenevdo Belaila. You can't tell me that it's all about it's lost at night, which is the only time Rebbe says you could have it as achrayis, and therefore it's not considered lost, and it's as if you designated originally two chatos, one for the chatos and one to be achrayis, in case that chatos is lost. In that situation, Rebbe says, Yirachi Yistayim. So Belaila, the Aveda Slaila, Lav Shmo Aveda, Tosu says, or Shmuel, however, says, Bavudin Irik the Farishis. But Shmuel says that that's not true. Because Shmuel said, Kikama Shmuel Bavudin, but it's not considered Avudin if it's lost at night. So the only time Rebbe would say, Yirachi Yistayev, if it's lost at night, because it's not considered lost. But Shmuel said, the whole din applies only Bavudin when it is considered lost. So again, we're stuck. Shmuel can't seem to explain how his second statement, Kol Shebechatis Mesa, Bepesach Kor Shlomim, that we can explain, but Bekol Shebechatis Roa, Bepesach Dami Roa, where is there such a case? We turn to the Omid Beis, Tzadi Zayin Omid Beis, and we say that the answer is he must hold Kidder Rebbe Yoshaya. The Shmuel, in fact, holds like Rebbe Yoshaya. Now, what did Rebbe Yoshaya say? Hifrish Dechatos Lachrayis. You must be talking about where you actually designated both of them for Achrayis. You specifically said, here's my carbon chatos, but I know I'm a shlemiel, and I lose my animals all the time. I'm going to not take any chances. Here's a second one, and I'm designating for Achrayis. In this situation, Miskaper biachas mehen. Here you have the classical case where when you get your kapara with one of them, you weren't a shlemiel, you didn't lose the second one. So then the second one in this situation is yirachi yistayev ushneya tira. So this is a scenario that Shmuel could have that sometimes it's chatas shemesa, and therefore the equivalent by the carbon pesach would be that it's brought as a carbon shlomim. And then you have if yirachi yistayev by the chatas, so then it would be yirachi yistayev by the carbon pesach as well. Oh, this is talking about where Hifrish Techatos Leachrayis. That's how Shmuel could be rectified with the opinion of Rebbe. Where it says, wait a second, that's still a problem. Va'ilu bepesach ki haigavna korv shlomim. But that's not true, because the corresponding case by the carbon pesach, if you have an animal that was designated with achrayis, so then it is not yirachi yistayev. We hold in that situation that, in fact, it's brought as a Moser Pesach, and it's brought as a Shlomim. So again, we're stuck. Shmuel doesn't have such a case. This can't be the case that Shmuel is referring to, because it's not Yirachi Yistayev. It's a Moser Pesach, and it's brought directly as a Shlomim. So the Gemara says, you know, Taka, you're right. Elo Shmuel ki Rebbe Shimon Sirile. Shmuel holds like the opinion of Rebbe Shimon. Deomar Chomesh, Chatos, Mesos, all the time. Rabbi Shimon is even more machmir. He says there is no exception to the rule. If you have these five chatos, so mesos under all situations, and they are never brought, yirachi yistayev. There are no exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, so then, if there are no exceptions to the rule, so then Rabbi Shimon never has a case of yirachi yistayev. V'aroel Rabbi Shimon, less like klal. So how can Shmuel say, if we're holding him like Rabbi Shimon, so he said, okay, great, when the chatos would be mesos, so then, by the carbon pesach, it's brought as a shlomim. No problem. That's clear. That's the first statement of Shmuel. Fits in perfectly with Rabbi Shimon. But the second statement of Shmuel, that when the chatas is yirachi yistayev, then the carbon pesach is also yirachi yistayev, that doesn't ever fit, according to Rabbi Shimon. There is no case. We have a chatas is yirachi yistayev. Shmuel says, you're right. Shmuel never said that. Shmuel nami chod de komar. Shmuel only made his first statement, which was kol shebechatus mesa bepesach kor shlom. He never made the second statement, kol shebechatus roeh pesach nami roeh. He never made the second statement. So what's the chiddush of Shmuel then? Well, my komash one. So the chiddush of Shmuel is, Lafuke mi Rav Yochanan. He's coming to argue with Rav Yochanan. That's the whole point of Shmuel. The Rav Yochanan had said, the Omar, Ein HaPesach Koriv Shlomim Elo Shinim Tzach HaShlita. Rav Yochanan had said that the only time that the Pesach is brought as a Shlomim is if you find it after the first Korban Pesach, which was the replacement Korban Pesach, was actually Shechted, and now you find the original Korban Pesach. In that situation, if it was found, Ein HaPesach Koriv Shlomim, it's only if you find it after the Shlita. But if you find it avokodim Shlita, lo, if you find it before the Shlita, so then it's Yira Achi Yistayiv. Because, as Rashi points out, the afogav de ovid hoyo bechatzos, even though it was still lost at the time of Chatzos, but the replacement Korban Pesach wasn't yet shechted, and now you find the original Korban Pesach, albeit after Chatzos, but before the first one was shechted. So in this situation, even though it was lost at the time of Chatzos, the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach, but not when it was actually shechted, Roah. In that situation, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Yirat Sheyistayev, because he says, the Shechitas HaShnia, Kovula Lekama B'dochui. He says it's only when you shecht the replacement Korban Pesach, at that moment, is there a dichoy, a pushing aside of the original Korban Pesach. But until the Shechita, you still could have chosen to shecht the original Korban Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And this is exactly like the opinion of Rabbah that we had in the previous Gemara. I started off the shiur from yesterday's Gemara when I said this is Tali, this machlokus of Shmuel and Rav Yochanan is really Tali on the machlokus of Rabbah and Rav Zeira. So what do we see? Alma Shechita Kova. According to Rav Yochanan, the Shechita's Kova, which was Rabbah's statement. And therefore, Shmuel is teaching us, Kamash Milon, the Chiddush of Shmuel is Chatzos Kova. He holds like Rav Zeira. That is the whole point of Shmuel's statement, to tell us that he holds like Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, of course, was later. Rabbi and Rav Zeira came after Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, but the Shita over here of Rabbi and Rav Zeira is also machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. And the second statement that we attributed to Shmuel never existed. There never was such a statement that he had made. Kol shebechatos roeh bepesach nami roeh. Shmuel never made that statement. That's version one. Now, version two is going to come to the ultimate same conclusion, but it's going to get there in a slightly different way. Lishnach Rina, according to the second version of Shmuel's statement, the ilu bePesach, the difference between the Chatos and the Pesach is by the Pesach, hecha de'ovad v'nimtzo acha chatzos, kodim shlita yikrav shlomim. So this is the last part that we just said, where you find it after chatzos, but before the Shechita, the second one, so it's Yikrav Shlomim. It is brought as a Korban Shlomim. In other words, this goes like the opinion of Rav Zeira, like we just said, that Chatzos is Kova, so it wasn't present at the time of Chatzos, so therefore it's as if it's lost, and therefore by the Chatos this would be Mesa, and therefore by the Korban Pesach it's Yikrav Shlomim. Now, based upon that, but Shmuel had said that in a situation where the Chatos is Mesa, so then it's brought as a Korban Shlomim. But Shmuel had also said that where it's Yira Achi Yistayiv, so then the Korban Pesach is Yira Achi Yistayiv. And here it would seem to be that it's Yira Achi Yistayiv. So it's a kasha if Shmuel were to hold like this opinion of Rav Zeira. Shmuel says, you're right, Shmuel ki Rabbah Svirulei. Shmuel, in fact, holds like Rabbah. The Omar, Shechita Kova. Rabbah's opinion was that it's the Shechita that's Kova, not Chatzos that's Kova. But then we have a problem. But Rav Yochanan had said, Rav Yochanan's opinion was that if you find it after the Shechita, in that situation, it's brought as a Shlomim. But before the Shechita, it's not brought as a Shlomim. And it's the Shechita that establishes whether it was considered lost or not at the time of the Shechita, not at the time of Chatzos, implying the Shmuel Savar Chatzos Kova. The Shmuel holds like Rav Zeira, the Chatzos is Kova. So again, Shmuel seems to be problematic over here. Who does he hold like? Shmuel says, you're right. Elo Shmuel, ki Rabbi Svirulei. We had the opinion of Rabbi in the first discussion. Shmuel holds like that. Ki Rabbi Svirulei. Derma avuda lemisa azla. He says that if it's lost, it always goes lemisa. The one exception that Rabbi had had, we said, was if it was at nighttime. So we're saying here that it's avuda. But then we ask the same question as before. V'hol kol avudim l'Rebbe Mason. The nighttime isn't called avudin. The ilu b'pesach hecha de'ovad kodim chatzos v'nimtzo kodim chatzos roeh. But here it should be roeh. It should be yira achi yistayiv. It says kodim chatzos and it's nimtzo acha chatzos. This would be a case where it's pushed aside and it's roeh. But according to Rebbe, it would be chatos shemesu. So Gemara says, no, you're right. The same terrace as we gave before. Kesavar kodim chatzos lav avudu. Because, in fact, he holds that it's not considered avod. We go through the whole shakel of the tari that went the first time, and ultimately, v'kasavar chatzos kova. And ultimately, Shmuel holds, like the opinion of Rav Zera, the chatzos is kova, and we conclude this second lishnachwina in the same way that we ended up the first, that it's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, parallels a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Zera. Again, this was quite a complicated shir, albeit this has been somewhat of a short shir, so let's go a little bit further. We'll start the next Mishnah. Hamafrish nekevel pischo. If a person designates a female goat or sheep to be his Korban Pesach, and we know, of course, that the Korban Pesach has to be male, under 1 year of age, but it has to be male, and he's mafrish nekevel pischo, or ozochor ben shtei shanim, or he takes a male, which is what it's supposed to be, but it's more than 1 year old. So, again, he didn't bring the right animal for the Korban Pesach. So in this situation, Yirat Shistayev, he was designating it, but it can't be brought, so you let it go and pasture until it gets a mum. You go and sell it. V'yimachar, as we said many times, the person who buys it is eating it now as chul and meat. There's some laws regarding that, which we didn't go into. It's not allowed to do certain things to it that would be inappropriate for an animal that previously had kedusha to it. But in any way, he eats it as chul and meat, and the money that he gives you, the yiplu dama of l'nedava l'shlamim, and the money that he gives you, you can go and purchase a carbon shlamim for it, and that's what a person does in this situation. Rashi explains over here, the kavate hafrosha, the designating it as a carbon Pesach, even though afal bi shemi koro dochuhu, even though it never could be brought as a carbon Pesach, nevertheless, harehu kikavua shenidcha. This makes it like an animal that was a korban pesach that was pushed aside. Sheinu atzmo korban shlamim eladomav. So you can't bring it as a shlamim directly, but you bring the proceeds. You bring a korban shlamim. So yiplu domav linadavul shlamim. Others have different gears. So it's over here and say that it should be yiplu domav linadava without saying it's for shlamim, and it would be for ketzam isbeach. And they argue that we never find that there's a kupa for shlamim. So therefore, yiplu domav linidava lishlamim is an incorrect girsa, and that it should be either yiplu domav linidava, which means for ketzem is meach, or the girsa should be yiplu domav lishlamim, which implies that it is, like Rashi says, that it's brought as a carbon shlamim on behalf of this person. Then it says, hamafrish pischo v'meis, if a person he designated his Korban Pesach, and then he dies. So now you have a Korban Pesach that the owner died. So what do you do in this situation? Lo yivienu b'no achrov l'shem Pesach. His son cannot bring this Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach. Rashi will explain why. L'kamim mefarish emes meis. We're talking about when the person died under a certain situation. So in this situation that we'll explain in the Gemara, lo yivienu b'no achrov l'shem Pesach, because Rashi says, "Da'avle Pesach shemesu bala vein kan minuyin." There's nobody designated on this Korban Pesach, so this Korban Pesach, for a time, has nobody designated on it, and therefore it can't be brought as a Korban Pesach. So the son cannot bring his father's Nebuch, his dead father's Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach, but he can bring it Elishem Shlomim. It doesn't have to be killed; it can be brought as a Korban Shlomim. We'll just do a little piece of Gemara, and then we'll stop. Gemara starts, Amar Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, Shma mino tlos. We learn three things from our Mishnah. Number one, Shma mino bali chayim nidochem, that a live animal can be pushed aside. It can be incapable of being brought as a carbon. Even though it's alive, it can be pushed aside. Clearly we see this over here because behemo shenitches b'chayim duchuya dichuy gomor. It can't be brought over here. Shavkle sheniretz lemash oiseruya. It's still good to be brought as a carbon Pesach. Nevertheless, eino kreva el aroa. But we let it go year actually stayed. So that's point number one. Number two, shmamino dichuy meikaro havidichuy. That if it originally was incapable of being brought as a carbon, such as the 1 year old female carbon Pesach or the 2 year old Korban Pesach, so it's dichu meyikara. Nevertheless, it's dichu. You can't bring it as a shlomim itself, but it has to be yira achi yistayev. And point number three, ushma mina yesh dichu bedomim, and you can even have dichu with money. Now, how do you see that? Rashi says the rishis b'kamim makomot in the Gemara. Motzinu loshim zeh gabi hod amar of Yochanan behema shol shnei shutvim hiktish chetzya v'chazav lo kachetzya kedusha ve'ena kreva. So, if a person designated half of a korban, meaning he owns half of it, and he designated his half, and his partner did not designate any of it, and then he goes and purchases his partner, which was unconsecrated, he purchases that half from the partner, the Eino Kreva, it's now totally kadosh, it's not allowed to be brought as a carbon. Shma mino tlos, that's the third thing over here, that even though it was only a monetary dichoy, shma mino yesh dichoy bidomim in this situation as well. And we see this from our Mishnah, because the animal that wasn't able to be brought as a Korban Pesach, so it only got Kedushas Domim. It didn't get Kedushas Haguf. And yet, we see that it's Dochu. It can't be used for something else. And therefore, these are the three things that Rav Huna, Brei of Yeshua said. We learned these three things from the Mishnah. Balechayim Nidochim, Dichum Yikor Evi Dichoy, and Yesh Dichoy B'Domim. With this, we conclude today's shiur.